Hello, everybody. Zach Evanesh here. We've got a real quick phone call here with Lou Simmons. He's always short on time, and he's kind enough to give us a few minutes. Lou just came out with his first book, The West Side Barbell Book of Methods. Unbelievable stuff. I can't put it down, and I'm telling you now, it has to be in the hands of coaches or anybody who works with athletes, parents, high school coaches, anybody. So, Lou, thanks for taking the time with us.
Thank you very much, Zach.
What I want to talk about, and there's some really, really cool stuff in this book, but, you know, the stories are what really hit you hard. It makes it easy to understand, but we're talking about a lot of the special preparation of athletes overseas, and you're talking about some real interesting things to raise an athlete's general physical prep, things such as, you know, time sets, doing Olympic lifts for time, 2, 3, 5 minutes. You spoke about, like, the great Olympic lifter doing things like snatching a weight but throwing it overhead for 100 reps. Talk to us about some of the methods that you're using with athletes that come to your gym as far as, like, physical prep methods to get their work capacity going.
Okay. I've been recently working with an Olympic gold medalist 4x400. Her name is Mo Robinson. For strength endurance, one thing we have her do is go 400 meters, and she uses 25-pound ankle weights. She doesn't run, of course. She power walks, and we keep time on this, and so far her best time is about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We will alternate that working for speed, for strength endurance, by pulling a sled with one plate and a 45 and a 25-pound plate with 5-pound ankle weights, and her time there is a little bit over 3 minutes. That's strength endurance. For explosive power, we have her do a lot of general jumping where she jumps from one box to another at the same height. Normally for her, it's a 36-inch box, and I'll have her do it in just consecutive jumps for a total of around 50 seconds because that's the length of her race. Another thing we have her do is belt squat. She's done 45 reps in 50 seconds with 90 pounds. She's front squatted 135 for 45 reps in 50 seconds. So this is some of the things we do for strength endurance. And then the box jumping, push up the box jump for, if you talk about just a rapid rate of force development, when she came to me, she could jump on about a 34, and now she jumps on a 44-inch box. It's about a 5'10", 140-pound athlete. So that's some of the GPP stuff there. For my MMA fighters, we do a lot of stuff where they'll use 75 pounds of weight vest, 20-pound of ankle weights, and then they have to pull 4 plates a half a mile. It's a bit long for some of their fight times, but it normally takes one person, his name is Chris Wells out of George Gell's gym out of Cincinnati. He'll go a half a mile in about 8 minutes with that load. And another thing we have him do, then he'll go to a minute rest he'll do for just general stamina for the upper body. We have him set on the ground with his legs straight out, and he power cleans in a seated position and press over his head 95 pounds. He would do that continuously for 5 minutes.
And when he's seated, where he's like legs folded, legs straight, how's he doing
legs
this?
Forward. Straight out in front of him, sitting on the floor.
And why do you guys have him doing it sitting down? Just because of the positions they're in fighting?
Yes.
What big thing that I'm noticing, as at least for the youngest athletes that have the worst physical prep, are the football players.
Yeah.
I mean, you do a couple sprints with them, some hopping, skipping, jumping, and they're done when football games go for an hour. What are you guys doing with guys that I'm sure you have even high-level football players that are out of shape coming to you? What do you do for those guys?
We break it down to the simplest forms because you absolutely said it. What that is known as is a strength barrier. I wrote a bit about it in Powerlifting USA, and I talked about it at a seminar for the National Throwers Convention. And it's when athletes begin in a particular sport with no pre-training, no GPP, only just the sport training.
Right.
They invariably will get to a point where they can't run any faster, jump any higher, no matter how hard they want to do it. And that's where the conjugate system comes in. Here, instead of making a person try to run faster or jump higher, we have them do everything but that. So after a couple of weeks of doing other exercises for maximum intensity, they basically will forget the barriers that they had, and then they're able to break them barriers at that point.
And what about frequency of training for those people that are out of shape and it's off season, they're not doing any specific football training? How frequently would you train them? I mean, I know that's a hard question to ask if you don't have the athlete in front of you, but I'm sure you kind of have a good feeling of the kind of guy I'm talking about.
Yeah, everyone here has to train at least 8 times a week.
Okay.
They would do some, basically whatever they're doing, but generally the weights in the morning, and they come back for it. Like tonight I'm going back. I have 6 gentlemen in my gym doing internships. They all have master's of science degrees. In exercise science.
Right.
And they will go back tonight. They'll be box jumping. They'll be sled pulling. They'll be walking with ankle weights. They'll be doing the non-motorized treadmill with resistance and so forth.
Good.
And so they always come back. Basically, we leave the gym about 10 in the morning, so they come
right.
back at 4. And they are able to go back and do a longer duration workout with, low intensity, but, for high repetitions or build up their anaerobic or cardio.
And what a last question for you, Lou, because I know you got to go. What about for the kid or the athlete that's in school, pretty much going to school through the morning and the afternoon, and their training time is kind of locked into one session sometime in the evening? How would you combine, the training? Would they do work capacity at the end? Would you have them work strength endurance first? What would you focus on for these kind of guys that are not in good shape?
Yes, I would have them do the explosive power stuff first, of course.
Okay.
And then maybe right before they go to bed, if you're talking about junior high and high school kids.
Right.
All right. I would have them do set up bands in their house where they could throw a band over the bathroom door.
Yeah.
And do 100 repetitions in the push down, maybe 100 repetitions in the bent over good morning, 100 repetition leg curl, 100 repetition curl. Just pick 2 exercises. And where they do 100 upright rows, for instance, and 100 curls. The
right.
next night they do the push-downs and the good mornings. Then the leg curls that may be where they put bands around their feet, force their legs apart, and so forth. And it takes 10 minutes, but it goes a long, long way.
Just developing the work capacity. Now, if you could relay one message to coaches that are working with athletes anywhere from middle school to collegiate, what would be the one thing that you'd want them to hit home with? What message would you want to relay?
I would try to relay a question, even though I've never coached. I've watched lots of games like everybody else. And I ask players all the time, I said, you practice, 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 and when the game starts, you got penalties. Why is that? Well, they just practice the game. It's so much SPP, or special physical preparedness, they actually forget it's overdone so much that that's where they make the mistakes.
Hmm.
I feel it should be broke down in a more sophisticated manner where they have shorter training durations. I watched a professional athlete with a professional coach having him run backwards. And the player finally stops and says, he basically says, Coach, why am I running backwards? I've been running backwards since I was 6 years old. And I was there, and I thought, that makes all the sense in the world. Why are you duplicating and training what you're doing on the field in a game? And that's all they do. They keep duplicating the same thing. Once you can spell your name right, you can only spell it wrong. But yet they practice over and over and over. And if they just work for more general physical preparedness, if I had a bigger, stronger, and faster team than you, I'd kick your butt no matter what. I wouldn't even have to worry about you being smarter. I'd just
right.
run over you, right? And that's pretty much the way it goes. You get to high level where the players are very, very good.
Nice. I love it. Once again, Lou, thank you for your time. Everybody on the call or who will be listening to this, send this audio out to people. The book is on Lou's website, which is westside-barbell.com. Go to the products and go to Lou's products, and you need to pick up this book. I haven't been so excited to read a training book that really gives you lots of information, not just about what's right, but Lou takes a lot of info he's gotten from friends overseas, which is where the top-of-the-line training has come from. So, Lou, thanks again for your time, and once again, can't thank you enough for how you always help me through the years. So,
you're quite
thanks,
welcome.
My friend. All right, Lou. Talk to you soon, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.